That's the latest. I'm Adam Lindsay.
This is Phoenix FM.
Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
We're go flight.
Guidance.
Guidance go.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Showtime.
Good evening and welcome to the Stage and Screen Show. Tonight, lots more music from Hollywood, Broadway and the West End. Plus, we'll be taking a look at the Golden Globes.
Hey Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
This is the moment. This is the day when I send all my doubts and demons on their way. Every endeavor I have made ever is coming into play. It's here and now today. This is the moment. This is the time when the momentum and the moment are in rhyme. Give me this moment, this precious chance. I'll gather up the past, make some sense at last. This is the moment. When all I've done, all of the dreaming, scheming and screaming becomes one. This is the day. See it sparkle and shine. When all I've lived for becomes mine. For all these years I face the world alone, and now the time has come to prove to them I made it on my own.
This is the moment, the sweetest moment. Opening the show, that was my guest from last week, West End leading man Phil Cavill, with This Is The Moment from the musical tragedy, Jekyll and Hyde, written by Frank Wildhorn and Leslie Bricus. Having played some of the greatest roles in the West End, including Jean Valjean in Les Miserables and the engineer in Miss Saigon, Phil Cavill now lives locally and jointly runs the Windmill Theatre School based in Stock. Now in its sixth year, the Windmill Theatre School introduces both children and adults to drama, dance and singing with Phil as the vocal coach. So if you think this could be something for you or somebody that you know, then check out the website at www.windmilltheatreschool.co.uk, or if you're interested in booking Phil to sing at a private or corporate event, you can contact the Stage and Screen Show via our Facebook page and we'll put you in touch.
Phoenix FM.
So, Jekyll and Hyde had its world premiere in Houston, Texas in 1990 with Chuck Wagner playing the role of Henry Jekyll. And he later went on to star in a hugely successful Broadway show, playing a character who undergoes a different kind of transformation.
Can't love her. Let
From the Broadway stage adaptation of Disney's Beauty and the Beast, that was Terrence Mann with If I Can't Love Her, written by Alan Menken, Howard Ashman and Tim Rice. As well as featuring all the music from the 1991 animated Disney film of the same name, seven brand new songs were written for the stage show, and the musical was a major hit both on Broadway and at the Dominion Theatre in the West End, and won the Laurence Olivier Award for Best New Musical in 1998.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Alan Menken has composed the scores and songs for countless Disney classics, many with the late lyricist Howard Ashman. But more recently, he's teamed up with the composer of Wicked, Stephen Schwartz, to write this.
How does she know you love her? How does she know she's yours?
How does she know that you love her?
How do you show her you love her?
How does she know that you really, really,
truly love her?
How does she know that you love her?
How do you show her you love her?
How does she know that you really, really, truly love her?
It's not enough to take the one you love for granted. You must remind her or she'll be inclined to say, how do I know he loves me? How do I know he's mine? Well, does he leave a little note to tell you you are on his mind? Send you yellow flowers when the sky is gray. Hey, he'll find a new way to show you.
That's How You Know from the 2007 part live action, part animated Disney movie Enchanted, with music by Alan Menken, lyrics by Stephen Schwartz, and performed by Amy Adams. Enchanted dominated the Best Original Song category at the 80th Annual Academy Awards, with nominations for Happy Working Song, So Close, and That's How You Know, the track I just played, but lost out to Falling Softly from the movie Once. The film featured an impressive cast, including previously mentioned Amy Adams, Susan Sarandon, Patrick Dempsey, Timothy Small, Horse Ball, and Idina Menzel. From the 2008 Royal Albert Hall concert performance of Chess, that was Idina Menzel as Florence Vassy with Heaven Help My Heart, written by ABBA's Benny Andersson and Bjorn Ulvaeus, together with Tim Rice. Also performing in the concert was Adam Pascal, who appeared alongside Idina Menzel in the big screen version of another much-loved musical.
Measure a year in daylights, in sunsets, in midnights, in cups of coffee, in inches, in miles, in laughter, in strife, in 525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year in the life? How about love? How about love? How about love? Measuring love. Seasons of
from Jonathan Larson's multi-award-winning rock musical Rent, that was Idina Menzel, Adam Pascal and the cast of the 2005 film version with Seasons of Love. The movie was directed by Chris Columbus, generally associated with good fun family films, including The Goonies, Home Alone, Gremlins, Harry Potter and Mrs. Doubtfire. That was Aerosmith with Dude Looks Like a Lady, used in the Chris Columbus 1993 movie Mrs. Doubtfire, starring Robin Williams as devoted father Daniel Hillard, who will stop at nothing to spend time with his kids after his marriage breaks down, even dressing up as a woman.
Phoenix FM.
Okay, let's take a look at this week's stage news. London's Young Vic Theatre has completed a hat-trick of wins at the 2012 Critics Circle Theatre Awards in a year that saw subsidised venues picking up all but one of the prizes. The venue was recognised with Best Actress for Hattie Morahan in A Doll's House and Best Director for Benedict Andrews' production of Three Sisters, as well as Best Designer for Miriam Bayer's work on Wild Swans. The forthcoming West End production of Great Expectations is to be broadcast live to cinemas around the UK on February the 7th, which was Charles Dickens' birthday. It will be shown live from the Vaudeville Theatre in more than 150 cinemas across the UK and Ireland, with screenings also being held in Europe, Canada, the US, Asia and Australia. The live broadcast marks the launch of the Dickens Legacy, which has been set up alongside the stage show to receive a share of the box office. It will distribute funds to projects that deal with issues Dickens was particularly concerned with, such as prison reform, adoption and literacy. Great Expectations, which begins its run on February the 1st, stars Jack Ellis as Jaggers, Chris Ellison as Magwitch and Paula Wilcox in the role of Miss Havisham. Nigel Planer has been cast as Grandpa Joe in the new musical version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Planer, best known for playing Neil in The Young Ones, has previously appeared in the West End shows, including Wicked and We Will Rock You. He joins the already announced Douglas Hodge, who will play Willy Wonka in the show, which has music by Mark Shaman, who also penned the lyrics alongside Scott Whitman. The musical adaptation of Roald Dahl's story is being directed by Sam Mendes and is produced by Warner Brothers Theatre Ventures, Neil Street Productions and Kevin McCormick. It will open at the Theatre Royal Drury Lane on June the 25th. And finally, new productions opening in London this week include Neil Armfield's production of The Judas Kiss, starring Rupert Everett and Freddie Fox, which is an insight into Oscar Wilde's relationship with Lord Alfred Douglas, opens at the Duke of York's Theatre on Tuesday the 22nd. And then, not so much a new as newly housed show, Rock of Ages reopens on Friday night after a transfer to the Garrick Theatre. You're listening to the Stage and Screen Show on Phoenix FM. Well, it's well and truly awards season, and over the coming weeks there will be numerous ceremonies celebrating achievements on stage and screen, including the Academy Awards or the Oscars, the BAFTA Film Awards, the Oliviers and the Tonys. But it all started last Sunday night at the Beverly Hilton Hotel in California with the 70th Annual Golden Globe Awards.
Swept away.
Taking home the Golden Globe for Best Original Song, that was Adele with Skyfall from the film of the same name, which she co-wrote with Paul Epworth.
Phoenix FM.
And sticking with awards for music, the Golden Globe for Best Original Score went to Michael Dana for Life of Pi.
Mailo, tu gay mailo.
From the Golden Globe winning score to Life of Pi, that was Pi's Lullaby, composed by Michael Dana and Bombay Jashari. Well, as we are now going to come on to Les Miserables, I need to ask whether you've actually seen it yet. As I was saying to Brian on his show earlier, I went along last Friday night and cannot recommend it highly enough. Two of the stars of the movie received Golden Globes for their performances, and quite right too, in my view. The first was Anne Hathaway, who was presented with the award for Best Supporting Actress, and if she doesn't take home the Oscar in February, then something will have gone very wrong.
There was a time when men were kind, when their voices were soft, when their words inviting. There was a time when love was blind, and the world was a song. And the song was exciting. There was a time. Then it all went wrong.
From the film of Les Miserables, that was, of course, Anne Hathaway as Fontaine with I Dreamed a Dream, a superb performance.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Now, although the newly composed song Suddenly lost out to Skyfall in the category of Best Original Song, Hugh Jackman rightfully won the Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Comedy or Musical.
Suddenly, you're here. Suddenly, it starts. Can two anxious hearts beat as one? Yesterday, I was alone. Today, you are beside me. Something still unclear, something not yet here, has begun. Suddenly the world seems a different place, somehow full of grace, full of light. How was I to know that so much hope was held inside me? What is past is gone. Now we journey on through the night. How was I to know at last that happiness can come so fast? Trusting me the way you do, I'm so afraid of failing you. Just a child who cannot know that danger follows where I go. There are shadows everywhere and memories I cannot share. Nevermore alone, nevermore apart. You have warmed my heart like the sun. You have brought the gift of life and love so long denied me. Suddenly I see what I could not see. Something suddenly has begun.
Hugh Jackman as Jean Valjean with Suddenly from the film version of Les Miserables, composed especially for the movie by Alain Boublil and Claude-Michel Schoenberg. And I'm now going to play the featurette that I actually had to cut short last week about the writing and recording of that song.
When I read the novel of Les Miserables, I felt the one thing missing from the musical was the acknowledgement of how central falling in love with little Cosette was to Jean Valjean and what it's like to become a father in an unexpected way.
Suddenly, you're here. Suddenly, it starts.
There is a chapter in the book that I think only a camera can catch.
Cosette is taken away from the Thénardiers, and there is a broken child who's never known love, and there is Jean Valjean who's never known love.
And he realized that he started to feel something for this little girl.
Suddenly the world seems...
It's a feeling he never had before.
Somehow full of grace, full of light.
And suddenly what Tom was suggesting made serious sense.
On stage, it's very difficult to catch the intimacy of this moment.
So this was a unique opportunity for us to add one or two wonderful cinematic moments.
There's never been a new song until now. I don't think it does destroy or interfere with the fabric. It comes because it comes directly from the novel.
We knew it had to be very simple. One day Herbie came up with this wonderfully simple title, Suddenly.
It's a love song. It's a song of protective love. It's a paternal love.
And from there, the song was born.
I'm so afraid of failing you.
The first day that Hugh Jackman did the song, it was a beautiful day. Beautiful day.
There are shadows everywhere
and memories I cannot share.
Probably the most famous people in the theatre world have created a song for me, and this is the first time I'm singing back to them. I felt unbelievably blessed in that moment.
And everyone went, my God, it seems like it's been composed at the same time than the other songs were composed for this musical.
Suddenly I see what I could not see. Something suddenly has begun.
And Les Miserables also won the Golden Globe for Best Comedy or Musical, so a very successful night for all involved.
Phoenix FM.
Other notable winners of Golden Globes included Best Screenplay, Quentin Tarantino for Django Unchained, Best Actor in a Drama went to Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln, and Best Actress in a Drama, Jessica Chastain for Zero Dark Thirty. But the big surprise of the night was that Argo won the Golden Globe for Best Drama, and that Ben Affleck, in particular, scooped the award for Best Director as the man in charge.
Thank you.
That was the original score of the newly award-winning movie Argo, composed by Alexandre Desplat, who also wrote this rather more upbeat piece of music. And that's it. Once again, we are out of time, I'm afraid. We've come to the end of the show. After the news, it's Body Talk with Mike Jones this evening in for Melanie Watson in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital, followed by Curveballs with Nick Field at 8, and then Joe Box will be here from 10 with Switch. Thank you, as always, for listening, and I hope you can join me next week for more from Hollywood, Broadway and the West End. That's the Stage and Screen Show next Wednesday at 6 p.m, only on Phoenix FM. I will see you soon.
Sky News Centre at 7. Work continues to make the scene of a helicopter crash in central London safe.